Welcome to the last episode of Season 11 of The Versatile Writer. The Versatile Writer provides support and encouragement for writers and creatives. I'll forego the detailed housekeeping bits and summarise them with a reminder that I record this podcast next to a window with cars going by and birds chirping and flapping, so if you hear any noise, that will be what it is. Also, please subscribe to this podcast and it'll get sent to you automatically when I release an episode. Just as I did with Season 10, I'm going to use Episode 8 to summarise Season 11. Season 12 will be out in about 8 weeks or so, and I'll be going over some of the prompts used in Season 10 and 11, so if you've got ideas of what more you'd like included, just get in touch and let me know. I'm always happy to credit you for your efforts. So Season 11, Episode 1 started with P, and in this episode I touched on publishing, prioritise, playing, pressure, procrastinating, point of view, plot devices, pronouns, prologue, podcast, plagiarism, promotions, and punctuation. Now you can imagine from all of that, there was quite a lot to get through. I hope you got something from that as well. Episode 2 continued with Q and R and included question everything, quiet, quirky, query, and questions. And in R, we had reviews, reading, and read-through. Unfortunately, it wasn't until much later I thought resilience could have been really good there, but I'm hoping to include that in the next season. In Episode 3, Episode 3 was about S, covering structure, starting afresh, saggy middle syndrome, a satisfying climax, ooh, I misses, superhero, senses, self-doubt, self-confidence, self-publishing, self-care, support and subconscious. Episode 4 focused on T with techniques, trends, time, tips and timelines. And that might have sounded like it was a short episode, but it was packed with info, so do check it out. Episode 5 was on U and V, touching on understand, unpublished, unconfined, uninterrupted, and in V, vanity, versatile, voice, victorious beginnings, and vicious endings. Episode 6 was W and covered what if, warnings, waiting, winter, waffles, writers, writing, and wardrobe. Episode 7 was X, Y, and Z. As you can imagine, it was a little difficult finding things, but I used X-rated and X-ray. Then Y for Yahoo moment and yearning. And I finished on Z for zealous, zero, zany and zeitgeist. Today is episode 8 and a summary of them all, just as I did with season 10. While this sounds like it's the end of season 11, I have also created a cheeky bonus episode for you containing some of the outtakes that were caught on audio during the making of this season. And I've always say, if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? Take as much pleasure as you like in hearing my slip-ups, my bloopers, and my efforts in creating this season. Thank you for listening to both seasons 10 and 11, as I've worked my way through the alphabet and their respective bonus blooper episodes. You've been listening to The Versatile Writer.